Something else caught her eye, because she was going to look everywhere but at the castle now, and it jolted her out of her mood. Mist was pouring over the mountains and sliding down the far valleys under the moonlight. One strand was flowing towards the castle and pouring very slowly into the Lancre Gorge. Of course, you got mists in the spring when the weather was changing, but this mist was coming from Uberwald. The door to Magrat's room was opened by Millie Chillum, the maid, who curtsied to Agnes, or at least to her hat, and then left her alone with the Queen, who was at her dressing table. Agnes wasn't sure of the protocol, but tried a sort of Republican curtsy. This caused considerable movement in outlying regions. Queen Magrat of Lancre blew her nose and stuffed the hanky up the sleeve of her dressing gown.
"Oh, hello, Agnes," she said. "Take a seat, do. You don't have to bob up and down like that. Millie does it all the time and I get seasick. Anyway, strictly speaking, witches bow."
Agnes began. She glanced at the crib in the corner. It had more loops and lace than any piece of furniture should.
"She's asleep," said Magrat. "Oh, the crib. Verence ordered it all the way from Ankh-Morpork. I said the old one they'd always used was fine, but he's very, you know, modern. Please, sit down."
"You wanted me, Your Majesty,"
Agnes began, still uncertain. It was turning out to be a very complicated evening, and she wasn't sure even now how she felt about Magrat. The woman had left echoes of herself in the cottage, an old bangle lost under the bed, rather soppy notes in some of the ancient notebooks, vases full of desiccated flowers. You can build up a very strange view of someone via the things they leave behind the dresser.
"I just wanted a little talk," said Magrat. "It's a bit... Look, I'm really very happy, but, well, Millie's nice, but she agrees with me all the time, and Nanny and Granny still treat me as if I wasn't, well, you know, queen and everything. Not that I want to be treated as queen all the time, but, well, you know, I want them to know I'm queen, but not treat me as one, if you see what I mean."
"I think so," said Agnes carefully.
Magrat waved her hands in an effort to describe the indescribable. Used handkerchiefs cascaded out of her sleeves.
"I mean, I get dizzy with people bobbing up and down all the time, so when they see me, I like them to think, 'Oh, there's Magrat. She's queen now, but I shall treat her in a perfectly normal way.'"
"But perhaps just a little more politely, because she is queen, after all," Agnes suggested.
"Well, yes, exactly. Actually, Nanny's not too bad. At least she treats everyone the same all the time. But when Granny looks at me, you can see her thinking, 'Oh, there's Magrat, make the tea, Magrat.' One day I swear I'll make a very cutting remark. It's as if they think I'm doing this as a hobby."
"I do know what you mean.
It's as if they think I'm going to get it out of my system and go back to witching again. They wouldn't say that, of course, but that's what they think. They really don't believe there's any other sort of life."
"That's true.
How's the old cottage?"
"There's a lot of mice," said Agnes.
"Oh, no, I used to feed them. Don't tell Granny. She is here, isn't she?"
"Haven't seen her yet," said Agnes.
She'll be waiting for a dramatic moment," said Magrat. "And you know what? I've never caught her actually waiting for a dramatic moment. Not in all the, well, things we've been involved in. I mean, if it was you or me, we'd be hanging around in the hall or something, but she just walks in and it's the right time."
"She says you make your own right time," said Agnes.
"Yes," said Magrat. "Yes," said Agnes. "And you say she's not here yet? It was the first card we did."
Magrat leaned closer.
"Verence got them to put extra gold leaf on it. I'm amazed it doesn't go clang when she puts it down. How are you at making the tea?"
"They always complain," said Agnes.
They do, don't they? 3 lumps of sugar for Nanny Og, right?
It's not as if they even give me tea money," said Agnes. She sniffed.
There was a slight mustiness to the air.
"It's not worth baking biscuits, I can tell you that," said Magrat. "I used to spend hours doing fancy ones with crescent moons and so on. You might just as well get them from the shop."
She sniffed too.
"That's not the baby," she said. "I'm sure Sean Ogg's been so busy arranging things he hasn't had time to clean up the privy pit in the last 2 weeks. The smell comes right up the garderobe in the gong tower when the wind gusts. I've tried hanging up fragrant herbs, but they sort of dissolve."
She looked uncertain, as if a worse prospect than lax castle sanitation had crossed her mind.
She must have got the invitation, mustn't she?"
"Sean says he delivered it,"
said Agnes, and she probably...